Sparkle Stories, and Martin and Sylvia, Day of Rest. Month 11. What is precious? Martin and Sylvia live in a tall house with lots of windows. From their second-story loft bedroom, they can see their entire backyard, with the tall maple and oak trees on one side, and the horse fence that borders the Browns' farm on the other. It was the Saturday before the first Sunday of November, and both brother and sister were tired and unmotivated. It had been an exciting and active October. Not only had there been the fairy ball to plan, costumes to create, Halloween foods to cook, and a barn to decorate, but this new day of rest practice of noticing all the magical in-between things in their days, well, it kept them busy. They thought of going to sleep and waking up as in-between times, as well as the lunch meal time and any drive to or from downtown. These were all considered in between two very different things, like home and downtown or breakfast and dinner. And because they were in between, they were deserving of some special attention, special awareness of their magical potential. So they said verses. Sometimes they told stories, and sometimes they just sat still and looked around. It was fun, and it felt good, and it tended to fill up the days. So since October was over, once the Halloween fairy ball was over and they had cleaned up the barn, once the Dia de los Muertos altar had been set up, celebrated, and taken down, once all the costumes had been put away and sweets were all eaten up, and brother and sister found themselves not wanting to do much. They didn't want to play outside because the ground was cold and wet and covered with slippery leaves. The colors of October were gone, and now the trees were bare and everything looked a little empty and lifeless. Instead, they preferred to stay inside and sit on the couch and look at picture books. They wanted to smell the fire in the wood stove and drink hot drinks sweetened with honey. They were excited about the possibility of snow in the future, but they knew it would be weeks until that happened. So they just wanted to rest. Now, Mama and Daddy actually felt the same way. Daddy looked outside at all the fallen leaves from the maple and oak trees, and he knew they all needed to be raked, but he didn't really feel like doing it. Mama studied the garden and knew it was time to pull out all the dried stalks and browned leaves and to put the garden beds to sleep, but it seemed like too big of a job. Later, she thought. Later, she would feel more motivation. She would have more energy. So on the Saturday before the first November day of rest, all four of them weren't exactly sure what to do with themselves. And then they got a phone call. "Hi, Mr. Brown, how are you?" asked Daddy, who answered the phone. "Oh, no, I'm so sorry." This got brother and sister's attention, and they looked up from their books to listen more closely. "Yes," said Daddy, who now looked very solemn and concerned. "Of course, anything you need. Yes. Yes, we can come right over. It's no problem." As soon as Daddy hung up the phone, both brother and sister hopped off the couch and asked, "What's wrong with the Browns?" Daddy paused and took a breath. "Well, I am afraid that Mr. Brown's older brother, we've actually never met him, well, he's been sick for a while now, and Mr. Brown just found out that he was likely only going to live for a little while longer." "Oh," said Martin, who felt a wave of sadness sweep over him. They were close to the Browns. They spent a lot of time with them and helped on their farm as much as they could. And even though none of them had ever met Mr. Brown's older brother, they felt sad for Mr. Brown.
"Mr. Brown's brother is going to die?"
asked Sylvia, making sure she understood. "The doctors think it's going to happen soon, and Mr. and Mrs. Brown want to be with him when he does die."
"Poor Mr. and Mrs. Brown," said Sylvia. "I remember when Star the goat died. We were all really sad for that time."
"Yes," said Daddy. "It is a sad time for them, for sure. But also, I can tell that Mr. Brown is looking forward to being with his brother. He said to me that it was a precious time."
"Isn't that like a diamond?" asked Martin. "Aren't those called precious?"
"Well, yes," said Daddy, "precious stones. And I think he might have meant it in the same way, like it's a very special time."
"Are we going to go over to the farm?"
asked Sylvia, thinking about the conversation she overheard a moment ago.
"Yes, we are," said Daddy. "Mr. and Mrs. Brown will be gone for at least a week, and their son Andy is going to come on Monday to take care of the farm while they're gone, but they need some help this afternoon and then tomorrow. Now, I know tomorrow is our day of rest, but I feel like we can make it a day of service to our friends. What do you think?"
"Yes," said Sylvia immediately.
She loved the idea of spending the day at the farm and working with the animals.
"But are we going over right now?" asked Martin.
"Yes, because we need to find out what they need. I know we've done a lot of work over there in the past, but we're going to find out exactly what they need us to do until Andy arrives." Everyone was in agreement. Mama, who had been outside looking at the garden, came inside and heard the news.
"Well, let's go get some water bottles and probably a snack, too."
"They might have popovers,"
suggested Sylvia, who loved Mrs. Brown's baked goods.
"I doubt it today," said Mama. "I'm sure Mrs. Brown has been busy with farm needs since they got the news."
And with that, they all put on their rain pants and their muck boots and light jackets, and they all headed outside. It was a cool, wet morning. And as they squished and squashed to the gate and the horse fence, they were no longer feeling tired and unmotivated. In fact, they were full of energy and ready to work. When they arrived, they met Mr. Brown on the front porch, and brother and sister were surprised to see him smiling and seemingly happy.
"We're so sorry about your brother," said Mama as she put her hand on Mr. Brown's arm.
"Oh, thank you," said Mr. Brown. "But this has been coming for a while now. I'm just so happy I can be there with him. He was a professional actor, if you can believe it. Commercials and voiceovers and whatnot. Ultimately, a real showman. Even though he spends most of his time, well, sleeping now, my niece says that he is still telling jokes."
And then Mr. Brown started to laugh. Sylvia remembered when Star, the goat kid, died, and when Sweetness, Mr. Brown's favorite maple tree, fell over, and how sad he seemed on both occasions. But this time he was smiling and laughing, and he didn't really seem sad at all.
"Are you sad?"
she asked, immediately looking over to Mama and Daddy to see if that was an okay thing to ask.
"I am," said Mr. Brown, nodding his head and smiling. "But it's a special kind of sad."
"Is it the diamond kind?" she asked.
Mr. Brown cocked his head, not sure what she meant by that. But then Daddy said,
"I told them you used the word precious."
"Oh," said Mr. Brown with a chuckle.
"Yes, exactly. Sylvia, the diamond kind. This kind of sad, this kind of, oh, grieving, it has a lot of gratitude mixed up in it. I feel a lot of thanks for the relationship I have with my brother, for all the memories, and the idea of losing him, well, it is also making me appreciate all that I have. I have Mrs. Brown and her delicious pies and popovers and her poetry. I'm doing what I love to do, working with the land. I have a wonderful son and a granddaughter. And I have these very generous and helpful friends next door.
Then Mr. Brown winked at Sylvia. And Sylvia considered what he said for a moment before answering,
"Which friends?"
"You, that's you," said Mr. Brown, who then started to laugh again. "You all are precious to me and Mrs. Brown, like diamonds. And I'm so glad you live so close, and I get to see you all so often."
"Me too," said Sylvia,
who then gave Mr. Brown a big hug. "Now, we don't want to keep you. We know you have a lot to do to get ready," said Daddy gently.
"Yes, well, it is true. So shall we do a tour?"
Everyone nodded and turned to follow Mr. Brown. Mrs. Brown then popped her head out of the front door and called,
"I was in the middle of making cranberry muffins when we got word. Will you all take some with you after Mr. Brown gives you the lay of the land?"
Sylvia immediately turned and smiled at Mama as if to say, "I told you."
"You two are too kind," said Mama gratefully.
"We are the grateful ones," said Mrs. Brown. "You are such good friends to help us like this. No small thing to take over a farm for a day and a half."
"It's truly our pleasure," said Mama.
"It's our precious," said Sylvia, nodding, "because the goats and the pigs and all the things are diamonds. They're special for us, right?"
Martin and Mama and Daddy nodded and then smiled at Sylvia. Mr. and Mrs. Brown did as well, and then Mr. Brown said,
"Let's start then with the goats."
For the next 45 minutes, the four of them went from the goats to the pigs to the chickens and then to the two lambs, going over what Mr. Brown did for them every day. Brother and sister were familiar with most of the tasks, but they were excited to be in charge of all of them.
"Now, as far as the gardens are concerned, there isn't much to do. Just clean up and Andy will take care of that next week. Besides, taking care of the animals is plenty. Thank you so much."
"Well, this is exactly what we needed, actually," said Daddy. "Things are getting pretty blah over at our house. None of us were feeling very motivated with gray November weather. It's nice to be able to help." Mrs. Brown gave them a container of 8 huge cranberry muffins, which they decided they would have for dessert that night. And then they each gave Mr. and Mrs. Brown a big hug, saying that they were sorry for the difficult time ahead.
"It's going to be okay," affirmed Mr. Brown. "There will be sadness, it's true. But in the end, all of it is so precious."
All four really liked the word precious. And that night, after they said their welcoming the day of rest verse and song, and as they sat down for a delicious meal of minestrone soup and homemade breadsticks, they talked about things that they considered precious.
"Bilbil's precious," said Martin. "He's old and he's tired a lot, and I really love him so much."
"Pickles is precious too," said Sylvia, "but she's young and kind of crazy sometimes."
"You are all, of course, precious," said Mama. "But I'm thinking about the yard right now. The gardens that give us so much food and beauty, the maple trees that give us sap, the playhouse and the garden shed and the brook along the back, it's all precious."
"And I'm thinking about our friends," said Daddy. "The Browns, the Webbers, the Hadids, Sophia and her mother, all our friends at the Goose Eye Wilderness School, Amy at Mama's work, Jerry the baker."
"Oh, I think all the bread at Jerry's is precious," said Martin with a sweet smile. "And those breadsticks, too. I love bread. Yummy bread is precious."
"And muffins," said Sylvia. "And popovers and costumes. Costumes are really precious."
This set off a long list of things that were precious to each of them. And it seemed like the more they listed and shared, the more they thought of and
By the end of dinner, everyone was filled up not only with delicious food, but lots and lots of gratitude for all the wonderful things in their life. The next morning, instead of sleeping in like they were used to on their days of rest, everyone sprang out of bed, ready to get to work. Mama made thick, steel-cut oats with nuts and raisins and lots of butter, and after a hearty breakfast, they all headed over to the Browns.
"The trees look really pretty," said Sylvia, looking at the leafless maple and oak trees in their backyard. "They're kind of purplish."
"Hmm," said Mama, smiling. "They do look pretty, especially in this light."
"The grass is all sparkly," said Martin, pointing to the frosty dew on their lawn. "It's magical."
"Diamonds," said Sylvia. "Now the grass is precious."
"In fact," said Mama, who looked around wide-eyed, "I feel like we are surrounded by diamonds." Everyone looked around, and indeed, the tips of the branches, the edge of the horse fence, the bits of dried stalks in the garden, it all seemed covered in sparkling, wet morning frost. Diamonds.
"Truly precious," said Daddy, nodding his head.
They continued to the Browns, but it took much longer than usual because they were appreciating so much as they walked. Martin noticed a few unpicked apples in the Browns' apple trees. Daddy noticed a single goose flying overhead. Mama noticed a bird's nest that had bits of bright pink ribbon mixed in with grass and sticks. And then Sylvia noticed a fat red cardinal singing from the top of one of the apple trees.
"Cheer, cheer, birdie, birdie, birdie," called Sylvia back, remembering when they studied bird calls in nature school.
"I love cardinals," said Martin happily.
"They're precious too," said Sylvia.
And then they continued down the hill. Finally, they arrived at the goat barn to see some very happy and excited goats ready for their breakfast. The four of them worked together to give them clean water and fresh food, and Martin even cleaned out a corner of their stall, even though Mr. Brown said they didn't need to.
"I just want the goats to be comfortable," said Martin proudly.
It was the same with the pigs and the chickens, and when they reached the lambs, brother and sister showed Mama and Daddy how they liked to take them on walks in the hayfield.
"Oh, but there's no hay now," said Sylvia, as she pointed to the brown stubble of the harvested hayfield.
"But it's kind of pretty," said Martin, who smiled at the scene.
There were several rows of hay stubble that all glistened in the morning sun. There was the frog pond and the dried cattails on one side and the edge of the forest lining the creek on the other. In between were several rows of mown hay, and the design the mowers made was actually very pretty.
"Yes, it really is," said Mama.
The lambs seemed to agree, because they suddenly started hopping around like they were dancing, happy to feel the hay under their hoofs and breathe the fresh morning air.
"They think the hayfield is precious," said Sylvia with a giggle.
"Me too," said Mama.
"And me," said Daddy with a nod.
"I think it's precious too," said Martin.
And then all four of them smiled and took deep breaths of fresh morning air, watching the lambs joyfully dance around, and each feeling grateful that they got to be there together, appreciating all the precious things that they had in their life.
This has been an original story from Sparkle Stories of sparklestories.com. Copyright 2017. All rights reserved. We hope you enjoyed it.